Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I love the article on InsideRadio.com today because it said the puck stays here. You probably heard on Bob Surratt's show, maybe John Williams' show, that the Chicago Blackhawks have extended a contract, a new contract renewal that extends the broadcast partnership with WGN Radio for another 3 years and also extends the partnership of Troy and John. In fact, Troy was on with Bob this morning, and this is what he had to say about our next guest.
I got to give John a lot of credit. He is, in my mind, probably the best play-by-play describer in radio for hockey right now. And I do listen to a lot of the other broadcasts. He is just so good at describing and painting that picture. And I'm excited to be working with John. And I got to throw out a lot of kudos to Danny Faulkner from the Blackhawks, and Danny Wirtz, obviously, for the Wirtz family's tremendous support over the years, and Mary Boyle. She did a fantastic job in putting this all together, everybody behind the scenes to get this done, and we're just excited to move forward for the next 3 years.
But, John, there's no one like you, and I think Troy pointed that out. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Lisa, if I was any better, I'd be triplets right now. And what Troy just said, Lisa, I mean, you can't imagine how that reached into my heart. I'm kind of at a loss for words, but I got to tell you, my sentiments just echo exactly what he said. I'm grateful to everybody that he mentioned and then some. And might I return the compliment to Troy as a color commentator? You know, I've told Blackhawk fans over the years that when Troy Murray tells you something about what happened down on the ice, you take it right to the bank, because that man has played 15 seasons in the National Hockey League. He won a Stanley Cup in his last year, and he's been in every conceivable situation on the ice. So when he speaks, please listen to what he has to say and know that he's telling you the truth. And aside from all of that, he is just, he's the best guy I've ever worked with in my life. He feels like a brother. And I am so excited about us being able to work together for another 3 years on WGN. I don't think it's going to get any better than that.
And, John, when you do play-by-play, we feel like we're right there next to the ice, seeing it in person.
Good. That's what it's supposed to be. I've always kind of held myself to a standard when it comes to describing play-by-play of hockey. Hockey is a very, in my opinion, a very challenging sport to do the play-by-play for accurately, okay? I mean, anybody can grab the mic, and one of my pet peeves about hockey broadcasters is the amount of generalizing that goes on, and I just believe, I've always held myself to the standard of speaking in specifics as to what is going on, who has the puck, where is the puck, are you there?
Yeah. Oops. No, we're here.
I lost you.
No, we're here.
Okay, I thought I lost you.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I came to a hard stop. I'm driving, by the way, as I'm talking to you. I came to a kind of a hard stop. And the radio, for some reason, it kind of skipped a beat. Anyway, I've always believed that, you know, the best thing to do as a hockey play-by-play broadcaster is to speak in specifics as quickly and as succinctly as you are able to do it. And it's challenging. It really is, because the game moves so fast and the personnel is changing. And you've got to let the listener know where the puck is, who's got it, what the action is, and keep that going. I mean, the game never just stops like the game of golf. I mean, golf is a wonderful game, but I think describing it would, for me, might actually put me to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't take as much. You can take your time in describing it. But with hockey, it's go, go, go. And for my money, it's the greatest sport that's ever been invented. Nobody will ever be able to convince me otherwise. And I just love being in that chair, or being on my feet, as I usually am, and describing the game for the greatest fans in hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks.
And John, every time I'm in the booth, I see it every single game. Fans come up to the booth. They want to shake your hand. They want to shake Troy's hand. I think a huge part of the excitement around this deal is that we can get to continue to hear you two on the call. The fans love you two. But and John, you've been here for a multiple Stanley Cup runs, and it is a very exciting time for the Chicago Blackhawks. I understand where they're at in the standings right now, but Connor Bedard and a whole bunch of prospects are on the way. It does feel like we're headed in a very good direction, and we could have more championships soon here in Chicago.
Well, I totally concur, and I'll tell you this, that when Troy and I got together the first time, which was 2006-07, the team was the last place team. And that actually enabled them to draft Patrick Kane with the number one pick in 2007. Troy and I had the good fortune of working for the team back in those days, and we could see that, you know, the team was kind of in a build mode. Dale Tallon was a general manager at that time. And the true Blackhawk fans were in the United Center. The biggest crowds, by the way, this season were when the Detroit Red Wings would come to town, and you know, those games didn't always end up the way we wanted them to, but, you know, we did our best. But then as soon as the team got better, I mean, 2007-08, Dennis Savard was the head coach then, and the team won 40 games that season. And you could see the crowds climbing, and you could see the pride coming back and being a Blackhawks fan, where there was a time period there in the early 2000s where they kind of lost that. But they got it back. The fans came back. You knew they were always looking for a reason to come back, and the Blackhawks gave them one. 2008-09, they go to the conference final against the aforementioned Detroit Red Wings. Didn't win, but the following season, they won the Stanley Cup in 2010, and the ride since that time was really one that I couldn't even imagine, and one that I know I'll never be able to replicate in my life. So I appreciate what happened. All of those games were on WGN Radio. We were very fortunate to be able to do our work on your airwaves. And to all of the Blackhawk fans all around the world, and I mean literally all around the world, guys, we get emails from people on the other side of the planet. You know, we get an email from a Blackhawks fan in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if it's the next day over there or not, but, you know... You know, they're listening to our games, and I'm just thinking to myself, what time is that person in his day or her day listening to our games? But it really doesn't matter. We're all part of one big family. It's our Blackhawks family. And one other thing I'll mention, you mentioned the section we work above at the United Center, Section 318. We affectionately refer to that section as the neighborhood. And with every year that passes, that expression fits that section more and more. Because the people that come up there and sit there are people that we see every game. And, you know, on special occasions like, you know, for Thanksgiving or for Christmas holiday, even Valentine's Day, they're so nice. They come up with cards and candy and well wishes. They tell us about their family members. It is such a special, special situation. And I know that in my life I'll never be a part of something that's that special again. So I'm cherishing it right now.
Look,
the next 3 years.
Three more years and more years beyond that. We adore you, John. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lisa, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, all Blackhawk fans that might be listening right now. Be safe, be healthy, and go Hawks!
Go Hawks. Steve's News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.